in the book of Amos, chapter 4, and beginning in verse 6. Amos, chapter 4, and verse 6. I want you to take particular attention. Take your pencil. Don't be afraid to mark in your Bible. And note God's personal reference to Himself. To Himself. God's here to Israel. Now, this letter and this rebuke is to Israel. Now, let me say to you, as I said the other night, all Scripture is not written directly to the Gentile nation. Hello? You can't do it. I brought up the other night that God said, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy and keep it holy. Now, if you as Gentiles saved under the dispensation of grace try to apply that or make it work in your life, then you're putting yourself right back under a dispensation that don't apply to you. Right. Amen? Right, now, the Bible must be rightly divided.
Amen?
Amen? Did you know we're, and I thank God for this. This ought to make you shout if anything. Thank God tonight we're under the dispensation of grace.
Amen.
For by grace are you saved.
Yeah.
Through faith. Not of yourself, not of works. But it's a gift of God.
Amen.
Lest any man should boast.
Yeah.
Say amen to
amen.
Thank God for that. Don't ever try to lead me back under law.
No.
What the law could not do in that it was weak. But let me say this to you. The Old Testament was a schoolmaster.
Yeah.
It's types and shadows.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God tonight. Bless His name.
Yeah.
I feel some preaching turning right down in here.
Yeah.
But there's much. Did you hear me? There's much that we can get for our good and God's glory from the Old Testament.
Yes.
Do I hear another amen right now?
Yeah.
Now don't say like some folks said, well, you know what, I don't read the Old Testament anymore. I can't get anything out of it. If you can read the 53rd book of 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, and you can't see Jesus there, honey, you're crippled too high for crutches. In fact, are you listening to me? In fact, He's on every page. Amen? On every page. He's in the book. He is the book.
Amen.
And I'm saying all of this so you won't go off and say, well, that old preacher's trying to make me apply to something in the book of Amos. I'm trying to get you a lesson out of the book of Amos. I'm trying to get you to see something that you can apply. It's very applicable to your life today. Now, God was talking to somebody besides Gentiles in the book of Amos.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
We're right now, ain't we? Now, you got that all straight?
Yeah.
Now, we're reading somebody else's mail now.
Yeah.
We're reading somebody else's mail, ain't we, Brotherhood?
Yeah.
But let's get something out of it.
Amen.
God is bringing a direct rebuke and letting them know what's going to happen. Notice what He said. And I, who? He didn't want nobody to get it mixed up. He started right. And I,
Amen.
Said, you folks, I want you to know where this is coming from.
Yeah.
He said, hey, it's me.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities. Cleanness of teeth. What's he talking about? What in the world is he saying? Starvation. Didn't have to have no toothpicks.
Amen.
You heard as clean as a hound's tooth? He said you ain't been eating good, have you? I give you cleanness of teeth in all your cities and want of bread in all your places. Now he said, I've done that. Now notice what he said. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. God said, I've done it. I was trying to get you to come back to me. I was trying to get you to come home to me, but you wouldn't do it. Now notice what he said in verse 7. Now also I withhold in the rain. How many inches are we short in rain, Brother Herman?
9.5 inches.
Yeah.
Well, you said we've got so much machinery today. Listen, honey, don't be dumb and stupid and crazy. God must smile at all of our running around patting ourselves on the back. God don't have to do much to shut us down. All He's going to do is shut the rain off. Amen? That's all He's got to do. All God's got to do is to win a war, is turn the hornets loose. And if you don't like that, He'll take the wheels off your chariot. Don't go around patting yourself on the back. You'll get off the riders or something. Amen. Now I'll still withhold the rain from you when there was yet 3 months to the harvest. Now any farmer knows that he needs some rain right there in that 3 months before the harvest.
Yes, sir.
He needs some moisture in the ground. And God said, I just said I ain't going to let it rain. I'll just dry the ground up on you, all right? The harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city. Well, that now you can see it raining. And caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So planted good seed, come up, no rain, just dropped over and withered. But so two or three cities wondered. Folks started looking for something, didn't they?
Yeah.
Wandered into one city to drink water. But they were not satisfied, didn't have enough. I imagine just a little sip of water said it's about all we can spare. Didn't have enough to satisfy their thirst. And yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I've smitten you. Now watch it. With blasting and mildew. This is disease that comes upon the crops.
Yes.
Upon your gardens and your vineyards. The great vineyards. Oh God, just turn mildew and blastings loose on it. And your fig trees and your olive trees and your increase and the plant worms. God, when the olive trees and the fig trees got just right, God said to the plant worms, sick them. Or whatever you say to a worm. Pastor and Baptist, I want to know. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Now, what was he saying? Frogs? Lice? Amen? God said, I give you the pestilence that I gave unto Egypt. Did you ever hear anybody, some preacher get up and say, God may take your little son or little child? Did you ever hear that?
Somebody right back said, I don't believe he's that kind of God. I just don't believe God would do that.
Get your God-given eyeballs down on the page, hoss. And your young men have I done it. Don't lay it off on nobody else. I slain with a sword. I've taken away your horses. And I've made the stink of your camps to come up into your nostrils. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I've overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And ye were as a fire and brand plucked out of the burning. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Verse 12. Look down there at it. God's come to a conclusion. God said, I've had it. I've had it. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. Remember, we're reading somebody else's mail. Because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Now, I know some of you are sitting right there right now, and you've grabbed that personal reference to Israel and said, boy, what a relief. He won't do that to us. But God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, I change not. Amen. Did you get that? The message is this. What in the world
is God going to have to do?
Yeah.
Number one, let me say this, to get America back to God. Amen. Oh, you say we're a Christian nation. Hogwash. Baloney. Phooey. America's not a Christian nation. All you've got to do, she's a great nation, and I love her and thank God for her, but she's doing her best as fast as she can to turn us far away from God as she possibly can.
Amen.
Sin's on the rampage. Amen. Listen, there used to be a day your wife and the little girls could walk any country road, walk any street in any town they wanted to, and men would tip their hats to them and say, good morning, and there's a safe as they were, if they were in a bank vault, nobody would touch them. But did you know today, it's not safe for a man to be out by himself. Sin's on the rampage. Sin, disgusting, repulsive, dirty, filthy land is abroad everywhere you may look. Amen.
Yeah.
Walk into a grocery store, a drug store, and blatantly, not down to the counter, but blatantly, on dirty, filthy, pornography books. Amen.
Yeah.
Your grocery store shelf lined with beer and wine. Amen. Oh, wine is a mockery. Strong drink is a raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Amen.
He said we got to have it. Tax money for our roads. I'd rather drive on roads hub deep to an axle of a wagon and have to be pulled out and pulled up every hill and be rid of the rot gut today that's taken out of the nation. Little old boys and girls, 10 and 11 years of age, are alcoholic because somebody said we got to have the tax money. When you said, I'm a Christian and I vote for it, you may be a church member and you may have been saved back yonder somewhere, but you're 10 million miles from being a Christian.
Amen.
What's it going to take to bring America back to God? What's it going to take? I'm asking you the question. I'm going to tell you, it's evident that it's going to take more than religion.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you here and now, religion's a flop.
Yeah.
Religion's a flop. Might as well tell you this, it never has been worth much. Now there is a product, a byproduct of salvation, and I'm talking about pure and undefiled religion. Amen. I'm not talking about religion that produces so-called salvation, but salvation that produces a religion. Amen.
Amen.
What's it going to? Religion ain't going to get it done.
No.
Reformation ain't going to get it done. Phariseeism ain't going to get it done. You know there's a tragedy here, Brother Herman. Some men jump out of the frying pan, so to speak, and back into the fire. A lot of preachers think they can make man better by ironclad rule. You don't make nobody live right. You know when a man will start living right is when he gets really right with God and falls head over heels in love with him. You can get up, preacher, and preach a hard, blistering message and take the hide off of them and do everything you want to them, but I'll guarantee you right now, that'll not make a man's life change until he has a head-on collision with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Are you listening to me? What's it going to take? What in the world is it going to take? I'm going to tell you some things I think it'll take. I'm talking about, first of all, to get America back. I got some more things I want to share with you tonight. First of all, I want to tell you something. We better get back to the place of preaching and believing this book.
Amen.
I mean, get back to the place You know what? I don't believe we believe this book like we say we do. I don't believe we do. I believe this book here, when preached in power and in love and the Spirit of God, will produce a revival.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But now let me show you what we've done. Let me show you what we've done. And you can take it or leave it, like it or lump it. We've run into little buildings with steeples on them. And hear little sermonettes for Christianettes that can't wait to get the kitchenette and smoke their cigarette.
Amen. Amen.
And we heard little songettes and little and we went in and been sprayed with a little dose of religion, and a little preacherette stands up and brags on us a while and tries to get another nose to count to impress a congregation. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from the wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal the land. Amen. Do you believe it? Amen.
Amen.
Now wait a minute. You said you believe it. If my people, which are called by my name. Now wait a minute. There's something in there I don't want you to forget. That's a kinship.
Amen.
You say, whose son are you? I said, I'm Andrew Ballou's son. How did I get to be his son? Because he was my father by birth.
Amen.
How do we get to be, he said, if my people? How do I get to be his people? By birth.
Amen.
Then he said, you can be called by my name.
Amen.
Only way I'm called Andrew Ballou's son is because he was my father.
Yes.
The only way I can say I can be called by my heavenly father's name, I was begotten by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Amen. And I'm about to have a shouting spell. Oh, he said, you're called by my name, and you're humbling yourself.
Amen.
So what do you mean, huh? He never said he's going to humble us. When a man says he's humble, he's not. When you think you're humble, you're not. The minute you think you are, you ain't. The minute you think you is, you ain't. Amen. Humility is not a position of the body, it's a condition of the heart.
Amen.
Amen. Now he said, if you humble yourself, right there, we'll hit the first snake. What's he going to take to get us to God? He would say, well, now, wait a minute, preacher. If it's all you want me to humble yourself, I'll get out on my knees. That ain't it.
No.
You can be down here and be as proud as a peacock.
Amen.
Did you ever see an old peacock in the strut?
Yeah.
You know, right that time. If I believed in reincarnation, which I don't, I'd look at them peacocks and say, that's some of my ex-church members come back from the dead. All they'd done was strut.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. God here begins to talk about starvation. I'm going to tell you right now, America has had a blessing. God give us a blessing that's turned into a curse. Are you listening to me? What do you mean he's given us a blessing that's turned into a curse? Prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, buddy. Used to, when you had less than you have right now, you go to a store. Man, you look at them price tags.
Yeah.
I can't afford that. You over here. Can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Used to, you'd do that.
Yeah.
But now then you say, I'll take two of them.
Well, I said, sir, you don't know how much they are. No, I don't care how much they are. I'll take two of them.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Well, I've got enough money here. I want to give you the checkbook there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Used to, you know, it's safe. I want to see if I can get me an old car. Remember the days you used to put boots and tires on?
Yeah,
wait a minute. You remember, the boots, I've done this so heavy, done.
Yeah.
I take a boot, another piece of old tire, put in an old tire without holding it, and drill holes through it, put bolts in there, drill it in there. Actually have a tuck and fill them up with butter milk. Blood on tree, all of
them. Amen.
Oh, folks, listen to me.
You, I don't like it. But God has given us and yes. given us and given us and given us. You've got better homes you've ever had.
Yeah.
You've got more to eat than you've ever had in all your life.
Amen.
If you want something, you go get it. If you ain't got the money, you go borrow it, go in debt for it. Amen. And now, listen, we've got the cars. When it comes time to go to the house of God, we'll say, well, I've got to go down and see Aunt Mabel. She's having a
we're just about deserting God's house.
It looks like we've got the bubonic plague. Amen. Well, you say, what's it going to take to humble? That's what my message is. What's it going to take to bring it back to God?
Yeah.
A growling gut, maybe.
Yeah.
You won't have to go on no diet.
No,
yeah, you'll lose weight, honey. Start grabbing for wild onions and Indian lettuce. Amen. Hope Saddle will come back in the sky. Eat the lights out of hogs. Amen. Amen. Don't sit there and look at me like a cat looking at a new game. You chuck country clodhoppers. You need to learn how to spray into your army. Get your head up now. I'll let you know where we're going to put.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You should drive old cars so they collapse.
Yeah.
Remember that old cheap mama hoop off Margaret had?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you something, I'll get warm running through the end of the garage. I'm trying to tell you, folks, our prosperity has become a curse to our
country.
The right back in South America is the greatest nation under heaven. Yeah, but he said all nations forget God and be turned into hell.
Amen.
And we're doing our best to forget God. Now, I want to say something to you, and you can take this and like it or love it. It don't make a great deal of difference. I want to tell you something. Our country has been crippled. And I thank God that I can stand up here with the freedom to still say this, by a bunch of old men sitting on the bench of the Supreme Court. Amen.
Yeah.
When a law enforcement officer goes down here and catches somebody or shoots somebody for robbing and killing somebody, and then maybe, it may be that the cop will have to, they'll put him in jail, amen, and turn the crook loose, amen.
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 Yeah.
You're right.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. The devil's tickled to death over the Supreme Court. I've got the freedom now. They may put me in jail for saying that, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Amen.
We're in the prison ministry anyway.
But let me say something to you, friend. America is heading for hell. The church has become a social club.
Amen.
It used to be a place where we had mourners' benches.
Yeah.
It used to be a place where folks come and wept over their sins. It used to be a place where preachers got up and cried over sinners and wept and prayed, oh God, send a revival. We need a revival. Some of you don't want it, but we need one. Some of you are too proud to have one. Some of you don't want one. Some of you won't pay the price. Amen. It strains you to come three or four nights. I remember the first revival I was ever in. It run for 5 weeks. Now then, a lot of the preachers are calling me Taylor and asking me for a weekend revival. You know why? That's about all they can get their folks to come. Now, I want you to look around like you did the other night. Folks were in such bad shape. Look around and see how many teenagers, young folks have. Look and see how many gray heads you got sticking up in this crowd. One of these nights, honey, we're going to start dying, and the church house is going to be empty. We're probably some low down ladies.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
What's it going to take? He said it might be what you call my name will humble themselves.
Yeah.
And pray.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And pray. Lord God, how we need some all-night prayer meetings. Pray till you run out of that little homemade prayer you've been praying for 10 years. Little old thing wasn't, if I asked God, I wouldn't listen to it. I'd puke a mile. Gag a maggot anyhow. Puke a ham off a gut wagon. Our Father, we are so thankful today to be in your house. Prayer's not a bunch of little old how now brown cow words. Prayers come from deep in you. Prayers don't come from your low lips. They come from way, oh God. Said you'll find me when you seek me with your whole heart.
Amen.
People, what you call my name will humble themselves and pray. And turn. Turn. You listen to me?
Sure.
Turn from their wicked. What kind of ways? Wicked. Say that word. Wicked. Say it again. Wicked. He said, I'm not wicked. We're all wicked. Preachers are wicked. You say, well, I know you, Brother Blue. You're a godly man. Oh, Paul said, oh, wretched. Who's Paul? Oh, wretched man. Little old bitty 110-pound ugly Jew that loved God. But when he evaluated himself, he said, oh, wretched man that I am. He said, in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. You sit there like you're something. You sorry, pukified buzzard. I said, you're pukey. Amen. We all are.
Amen.
Dirty and unclean and unholy. He said, well, I'm having it so good I'm a shouting all the time, ain't nothing. He said, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer for sin.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
You're not having the devil hit you every once in a while. You're not. With all men speak well of
it.
Somebody ought to be talking about you. Ride on you like a dog. Ride you down.
Amen.
You're having it easy. Something's wrong.
Sure.
God said if you're living godly, the devil will pull it
in.
But we're wishing. Turn, the psalmist said, I thought on my word.
Yeah.
And turn my feet into thy testimonies. What did he say? He said, thought. What did you think of that? He said, thought on my way.
Yeah.
And he said, when I thought, I turned. We need to see some turning.
Amen.
We need to see some turning away from coldness and
indifference.
We need to see ourselves turning from bitterness. Churches are full of bitterness. Bitterness at one another. Bitterness at this. Bitterness at that. Bitterness. Oh, there's so much bitterness. 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 Bitterness among preachers.
Amen.
I used to go to preachers' meetings, but don't do it no more. When you go a lot of times, all they're doing is just fighting. Backstabbing. Oh, God, I can't stand it. Old song we used to sing. Mission above makes me love and school
and
the home makes
Jesus. Herb, you remember that old Methodist church you sit out there at the end of it? That old street that went along.
Yeah.
That old Methodist church.
Yeah.
And you remember the Baptist church over there?
Yeah.
You remember? They have revivals.
Yeah.
And the Methodists come over me.
Yeah.
Somebody come to all them old sainted Methodists and fall down on their knees and pray.
Yeah.
And when he got saved, the Methodists showered the Baptist. Remember? They have revivals.
Yeah.
And the Methodists come over me.
Yeah.
Somebody come to all them old sainted Methodists and fall down on their knees and pray.
Yeah.
And when he got saved, the Methodists showered the Baptist with hope.
Yeah.
Amen. They'd have revivalist Baptist school out there.
Yeah.
We'd have them in.
Yeah, that's sure.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But now that you don't cross your T's like I cross your T's.
Uh-huh.
I bet you don't dot your I like I dot mine. Yeah. I ain't have nothing to do with you, buddy. Yeah. He don't dot his eyes near like I dot mine. I dot my eyes in. Like this. He just dots his eyes like that. And you ought to see the way he crossed his T's.
Yeah.
He don't cross his... I just cross my T's. Real nice.
Yeah.
He just crossed his T's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gag me.
Amen.
I was associated with a buzzer just come out of the carcass of an old dead horse. Dead maggots all over.
Yeah.
And I had a bunch of these people that's going around today full of bitterness. Bitter at everybody. I went up down to Ohio. Didn't know it. Herman asked me to come. I'd been booked about 2 years up there. I heard one of my tapes. And I went up there and drove up this big, beautiful, nice church. We never met such friendly, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they just welcomed us. And the power of the Holy Ghost come down. Oh, it was so sweet.
Yeah.
And I began to preach and had liberty, the anointing of God. And folks started coming to the altar before I ever give the altar call. And the old people started getting saved and they started shouting. After the service over, an old man walked up and put his arm around my neck. He said, "What do you think about these Methodists?" I said, "Where's there some Methodists here tonight?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "We are Methodists."
Yes.
And there I am, just preaching about the Methodist church. I saw it all over the Methodist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought, Lord God. You said you know me? Yeah, yeah. See, folks, see the power of the Holy Ghost if you're saved. It'll fit anybody.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You're saved. It'll work. It'll work. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you have prayed, turned weakly sick. Now, that's sick in this place. Let me show you. I found this out. Oh, I shouted for a week. You know, I go in the receptionist office. I say, "Ma'am, I'd like to see President Reagan." He said, "I'll have to get a whole lot of information. You'll have to get on the waiting list. And we just find maybe a few minutes you can see him." You know what I'm doing? I'm seeking his face. I want to come before his face about something.
Yeah.
I want to talk to him personally about it. He said, "Seek my face."
Hey.
He said, "I want you to seek my face. I want you to come for a personal audience with me.
Yeah.
Hey. I want you to seek my face." Oh, Lord God, you'll get it after a while.
Amen.
He said, "I'm wanting you to get to the place that you want to look me right in the face."
Amen.
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 Now let's go back over. My people was called my name. Born of the Father. My people call my name humble themselves. Humble themselves. Get all that junk out of humble down with the mighty hand of God. Humble them and pray. Not from here, but from here. Seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways. Then will I help them. I'll forgive their sin. I'll heal their land. Wait a minute. Don't miss that. God said, if my people do that, I'll heal their land.
Right.
He never said the land had to do it. He said, my people.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
dopes on the rampage. People's brains are being burned out. Thousands are being killed on the highway by drunken drivers. Amen. Crippled and maimed. Amen.
You say, what God said? He said, my people just get right with God. He said, I'll heal them.
Now the question is, do you believe that? Now then the question is, if we believe that, why ain't we doing something about it? Why don't we pay the price? You've been shouting and waving your hands and a weeping and a bawling and saying, I believe that. But listen, 90% of us not ready to pay the price.
Amen.
It'll take a dime to sell and tie.
Yes.
It'll take a running up the white flag and say, I surrender all.
Amen.
It'll take throwing in the towel of our own personal taste and desire and say, all we'll do is serve the Lord.
Amen.
It'll take being called a fool by our friends and relatives. Amen.
Sure.
Listen, I want to tell you something right now. You don't see many people that want to live right. What's it going to take to turn America back to God? Next, what's it going to take to turn the home back to God? Now look at me. Look up here at me. Don't look off. The average home is a place of bickering, fighting, ugly tempers, fusses. I talked to a little old boy standing under a bridge out of the rain and run off home, didn't look like he'd eat in 2 or 3 days. I said, son, what are you doing? He said, I cut out. I said, what do you mean? I left it. I put up with all I could put up with. From daylight till dark, all I'd done was hear was mama and daddy fussing, fighting constantly, nagging at one another. Threatening for divorce. I'm going to leave. Get out of here. I don't love you.
Yeah.
He said, I'd rather starve under a bridge. That's the problem.
Yeah.
A house don't necessarily mean you've got a home.
Amen.
Stacking brick upon brick and putting glasses and patios, that don't mean you've got a home.
No.
You know the old song we used to sing? Anywhere is home if Christ my Lord is there.
Amen.
Anywhere I roam, He keeps me all the way.
Amen.
It can be a shack on the side of the road.
Amen.
It don't even have to have no carpet. It can be dirt. Hallelujah. Drink water out of a jelly glass and carry it from the local branch. You live in a shack where God lives in there with you. Oh, you may sleep on a straw tick. You may sleep on a bed spring. But you got God there with you. You got a home. Hallelujah.
Thrashing time coming. They got some thrash straw.
Oh boy.
Had to have a ladder to get up in the thrash. You kids that's never slept on a straw tick, you don't know what you're missing.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Oh Lord God. Just get down that straw. Smell, oh Lord. But you can live in a shack. Have a family over and a home where love and God is at. There'll be peace. Most people are so far in debt today for nervous wrecks. Nervous wrecks. Afraid they're going to lose this. Afraid they're going to lose that. Most folks have got so much stinking pride. Somebody buys something down here, their pride kills them. They get one just like whether they own it or not.
Amen.
You think she's something because she got that dress, don't she? Well, I'm gonna go get me one too. Well, honey, you can't afford. I don't care for it or not. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna bring it home coming next Sunday.
They got that riding lawnmower. I'm going to get me one, too. They got a spot about this big. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
George, the truth.
Yes,
it is. Read up with stinking pride.
Amen.
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 We need some homes. Homes where God's at. Homes that will have an old-fashioned family home. Where we need prayer and talk to God. Feel the presence of God. Are you folks really listening to me?
Yes.
I don't deserve it. You think
you
are?
Oh, yeah. I
understand. Folks, you listen to me. Well, I wonder what it's going to take. You hang around a while, brother.
Yeah.
I believe God's about tired of this food.
Yes.
Amen.
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 I believe God's about had it. God said to Israel, therefore, thus will I do.
Yeah.
Prepare to meet God.
Yes.
Don't you think America, just because the red, white, and blue flies over it, God's a fool. He's not a fool. He knows the average home is nothing in the world but a fighting pen.
Amen.
And a way for the next divorce. Amen. Divorce rates high. More people just living together like dogs than they ever have in their life.
Amen.
Living together just like dogs. Well, so I believe I'll try her out before I marry. Listen, how far can you lower your standards?
Right.
What do you mean live with her and try her out? What do you mean? Is she like a car or a wheelbarrow? Well, yes, I don't care what's wrong with it. No, heifer, usually folks like you don't. You say, you can't call me a heifer. Boo, boo. He is a blessing, brother.
Yes,
I couldn't give them books away now, could I? You won't have to go to the trunk to get them, or I'll tell you. You wish I'd have took longer on that commercial now, don't you? What's it going to take to get America back to God? What's it going to take to get the home back to God? What you find in the home, you'll find in the church. You listen, just because you dress up on Sunday morning and go to the church, that don't mean you got nothing straightened out. If you was bitter over at the house, I don't care if you start smiling when you drive up in the churchyard, that old bitterness is still in you. What's it going to take to get America back to God? What's it going to take to get the home back to God? Then, closing point, what's it going to take to get the church back to God? Why? You said church ain't away from God. Yeah, I believe it is. I believe we're a long ways from God personally. I don't believe just because we got DuPont 501 on the floor. I don't believe that brings us to God. I believe we're a long ways away from God. Now let me, I'm not giving you according to blue, but let me say something right now. I thank God that I live long enough. I believe, notice what I said, I believe I've seen a few revivals. I never said many, I believe I've seen a few. Let me tell you about one I've seen. Calvary Baptist Church, right down next to old man, Dr. Carver.
Yeah.
You remember the old school for him? Okay. Anyway, when a revival used to start in the community, they left the school, if the school was going out, they left the school out and take the kids to church.
Yeah.
Remember that? How many of you old timers?
That day service.
That day service. Oh, that's a good one. I got saved one of them. I got saved one of the day service. Turned out school. At the old man Kearney to come here and find some priest. God, that's good.
Yeah,
but they turned school on. And old man Carl was a principal at school. He turned out, and we went over to church and they were preaching. And I remember
Oh, I had a great service that day. Great service in the church that day. Bunch of people got saved. And so they thought the service was over. And they said to the school kids, now line up, we're going to march back to school. And we got back over to school and Mr. Cordell said we'll have lunch before we take up our studies. And back in those days, big old boys and girls, you know, at school, they just go so many months to take out together the crop out. But you know what? We got down there, we went out there to the woods to eat our lunch. Hey. The Holy Ghost conviction is still in there. One old girl said to another, said that, I'm under conviction. And I need somebody to tell me how to be saved. Boy, he broke out there at school. And old man Corey was saved. And he was doing all he could. And one of the kids said, please, Lord God, run and get the preachers and get the mamas and daddies and bring them over here. A revival's broke out at school. Amen. Well, they went and got them. And that night, I'm not having a spare. That all afternoon, the kids were getting saved. And some of them that they went to get was getting saved. And you know what they done? I never will forget. They was out there in the yard. And the revival was going on out there in the school yard, and people were shouting, I don't know how many, and it come night, and they went back over to the church, and they took lanterns and hung up the trees, amen? And the revival broke out. And did you know it went for nearly a month and a half, amen? And they went out there easily four and baptized 120 out of that one.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
You say, how much preaching do they have? Powerful little.
Right.
Powerful little.
Yeah.
You know what? If we'd listen to the preaching we've had, we don't have to have a whole bunch more.
That's right.
Just do it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The church needs a revival, not a bunch of little old meats.
No. Right. No.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to revive.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. When the Holy Ghost descended, that was promised by our Lord. Oh, Lord, send the power. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach thy word? Holy man, lest the Spirit of the Holy One come down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all over. Even our singing needs a revival.
Amen.
And some of you little old foot patting songs with no God in them.
Yeah.
Got to have a beat to it.
Yeah.
I've hung around a minute dance hall, and I guarantee you that's Bruce Willem music up there that I can dance up a storm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You sit and pay when you go to Lord. A soul to have the anointing of
God.
Amen.
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 Glory
to God.
Amen.
Our churches needs a revival. What's it going to take to bring us back to God?
Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore, now the question is this, is not whether they are him or her. That's not the question. The question is tonight, will you search your heart?
Amen.
Will you face the coldness in your own soul? Will you say, I'm not where I ought to be with God? I'm a long ways from where I ought to be with God. And then after you arrive at that, said, I'm going to do something about it.
Amen.
The prodigal said, I'll arise and I'll go to my father. And I'll say to my father, I've sinned. Have you sinned, son, against heaven in thy sight? And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hearts, sir. You know what he said when he said, I'm no more worthy to be. That showed humility. He confessed his own rottenness. Taylor, I'm not for love. Just give out. But I tell you what I believe. Some of you will take this home with you. When you start to jump in the bed, no family altar, no praying in your house.
Yeah.
Say, this is the kind of place Brother Blue was talking about. We haven't got a home. We got a house with mortgage payments. Wickedness is prevailing in your lives. It's the kind of preaching that got Stephen stoned to death.
Yes.
It's the kind of preaching that got Paul stoned and left for dead.
Yeah.
It's the kind of preaching that got John the Baptist's head cut off.
Yeah.
We call ourselves civilized. Oh, folks, we need to get back to God.
Yeah.
Would you come to the instruments, please? Wish I could preach another hour, so help me God of it.
Yes.
Hey. Brother Ken, what are we saying?
Number 385.
What's the number?
Softly and
tenderly. Look up here at me, folks. Let's see, brother. We was talking the other night, how many years have I been coming up in here? Did we ever figure it out?
About 35 years. Yeah.
35 years I've been coming up in here. 35 years. I want to ask you a question. Don't you tell me no story. Don't you brag on me. I'm not trying to get you to brag on me. Am I still preaching like I did back then?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I haven't changed for none of you cotton pickers.
Amen.
None of you. Don't you accuse me of that.
Amen.
I'm not let down on none of you. And you know that.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm telling you tonight with my heart full of love, we need you.
Amen.
Amen.
That thing over yonder in Russia that blowed up. Don't you sit there smug, you rascal. It could happen all around us right now.
Amen.
We could be eat up with cancer in the morning from a fallout. Eh? Don't sit there and look God saying therefore. You said, I wonder how many will go to the altar. Don't you sit there and wonder that. Why don't you look at your dirty self and say, I need to go to the altar. I need it. How many tears are rolling down your cheeks? How much conviction's in your heart? How much concern for souls are in your heart? How much? Play softly, darling. At the best, maybe. Maybe not that much. At the best, I've got 6, 7, 8 more years. About all I got. I'm booked up into 89 right now. Doubt seriously ever finishing it. But I want to keep plugging away till some of you get the point. Till some of you get the point, I'm going to keep plugging away, bud. Some of you are homes tonight, some of you mamas and daddies. And some of you done lost your kids. Some of you right now, coldness has gripped your heart like an ice bag. Every head bowed. Every eye closed and every Christian praying. People already coming to the altar. Some of you right now need to get rid of that stinking pride and get on your knees up here right now. All folks don't sit there like that. You know as well as I do tonight, God will need them with a whole bunch of you. Why don't you get up here? That's the way folks are doing.
I'm going to tell you, we better have a revival. God's going to say, therefore.
Yeah.
God's going to say, therefore. We better have something.
Yeah.
We better have a revival. Not a meeting. We better have a revival. I wonder how many right back there right now that'll raise your hand and honestly say, preacher, God's dealt with me. They showed me something I needed to know tonight. God's dealt with me. Would you raise your hand back there right now? Yes, yes. Somebody else? Yes, somebody else. Come on. God spoke to my heart. God showed me something I needed. Would you raise that hand right now? Yes, yes. Yes, I see it. Yes, I see it. I see it. Oh, folks, I know what I'm saying. There's a multitude here right now. God spoke to your heart. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, as we sing this invitation, there'll be a multitude of others come. There's a bunch here, but there ought to be more. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together right now. While we stand, you mind God right now. Sing it, brother.
Come on, kill. Come on, God.
Mind God. Mind God. Come on. Come on. Heaven sing. Heaven. Heaven sing. Father in heaven tonight, my head is bowed, my eyes are closed.
Yes.
I come into your divine presence aware of my own sinfulness.
Yes,
God. Oh God, we're all as an unclean thing. God, how wretched we are. Dear Lord, tonight I can only plead the blood.
Yes.
I plead the amazing grace of God and come before thee in sackcloth. Oh, God, how wretched we are. Dear Lord, how desperately we need revival in these wicked days.
Yes.
Oh, God, us preachers need a revival.
Yes.
Oh, God, our hearts are so cold and dry. No tears wash our face. Oh, God, mothers need a revival. Daddies need a revival. Children need a revival. Our country needs a revival. How desperate our condition is. God, tonight, do something for us. Forgive us of our sins. Oh, God, we plead the blood.
Yeah.
Have your way with us tonight. God, how we thank you for the power and the anointing you gave us.
Amen.
Have your way. Dear Lord, please have your way. Speak to all of our hearts. God, speak to my heart anew and afresh.
Amen.
Lord, trouble my soul where I've got at ease, Lord. Oh, you said, woe to them that are at ease. God, we're at ease. We are, Lord, we are. God, how we need to have our nest stirred up. How we need to have our nest stirred up. Oh, God, break our hearts again. Have your way.